online at armbrestermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbrester Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbrester Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrester's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Starting lineup for tonight's game. First of all, for the Dillard Dell 80 Griffins, Ashley Dewis, a 5'2 sophomore. Jaden Hayek, a sophomore at 5'1. Carly Heideman, a 6'1 senior. Miley Weirs, a sophomore at 5'8", and Kira Henneberg, a 5'6", junior. That's a starting five for Coach John Moore. For your Lady Tigers, coached by head coach Andy Armbruster, we'll go with Elise Poppy. Poppy, 5'6", and a senior. Maddie Jones is a 5'7", senior. Ava Armbruster, 5'5", and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall, a junior at 5'8". And Reese McNeely, 5'8", and a senior. Those are the starting five for the Lady Tigers. The Tigers senior girls possibly playing their last game in the at home here in Fall City. There's a chance they may be able to host a sub-district game next week if they can get the win here tonight. But this could potentially be the final game played here at Fall City High School for the seniors. Those four seniors on the team are Hannah Collier, Elise Poppy, Maddie Jones, and Reese McNeely. We hope to see him back here again next week for sub-district action. As we mentioned, the Lady Tigers having a good year. They are 14-7, a better record than in previous years. The Lady Griffins from Dillardale may be a little bit disappointed with their 9-9 record that they have here tonight, coming in at 500. They're used to a lot of success with their volleyball and basketball teams over Dillardale, so I'm sure they're not really pleased with that 9-9 record coming into this one. Should be a great matchup between a couple of good basketball teams. We'll be keeping an eye on Miley Weir. She leads the Lady Griffins, a sophomore, averages 21.1 points per ballgame. Their big inside threat, of course, is Carly Heideman, the 6'1 senior. Carly in, on her way to, believe, Montana State to play Division I volleyball next year. Heideman into jumping up. She'll go against Ashley Kirkendall. Here's the tip controlled by the Lady Griffins. Into forecourt comes Miley Weirs. Baseline left side. Jump shot up. Off the rim doesn't go. It's tipped around. The rebound pulled down by Hayek. Hayek clears it up top to Kira Henneberg. Henneberg tied up with the basketball. Hands back again to Jaden Hayek. Hayek on the right elbow. Just a 5'1 sophomore handling the basketball. Skip pass across court to Dewis on the baseline left side. Ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds down there by Elise Poppy. And it'll go on to the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs to inbound it. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Weirs to lob it into the corner. Finds Heideman. Carly Heideman. The ball tipped away. Enemy knocked out of bounds over there by Maddie Jones. Jones knocks it out of bounds. Off of Jones' hands. It'll be Lady Griffin's basketball. Weirs to inbound it. Tosses into Hayek. Back up top. It comes to Miley Weirs. Pass right side. Layup off the glass. Up ball. Won't go down for Heideman. But the rebound pulled down in the corner on the left side by Dewis. Dewis dribbles out of traffic. She's picked up the dribble. Needs help. Gets it back out to Weirs, who will reset the offense. Kirkendall gives chase on Weirs at the top of the key. Weirs works to the left side of the lane, baseline left side, across court, skip pass, too tall, it goes out of bounds, over the head of Kiara Henneberg. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Opening minute of play here in Fall City, 7:07 to play first quarter, no score yet in the ballgame. Lady Tigers with their first possession of the ball. Ava Armbruster, long pass goes inside with it, and McNeely in the paint, around to Kirkendall, baseline left side, Maddie Jones. Jones guarded defensively by Ashley Dewis. Now underneath to Jones in the paint. Feeds underneath. Driving. Lays it up and good. Nice job getting the ball into the hands of Reese McNeely. And McNeely with the first 2 points of the ballgame. Fall City goes up 2-0. Under the basket all alone. There's a shot off the glass up and good by Kiara Henneberg. Kiara just had a birthday, I believe, yesterday. Henneberg got the shot off the glass. Baseline right side is Jones with the ball. Top of the key, long three, Armbruster. Ava Armbruster hits the three from the top of the circle. That was a 24-footer way outside the three-point arc. Put that one up from out in the parking lot. 5-2 here now. Fall City up by 3. Bill Rundell's basketball. Weirs gets the handoff up at the top of the circle from Dewis. Kirkendall chases Weirs in the paint, driving layup. Weirs puts it up, no. Heideman with the rebound. The jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow points toward Fall City. Lady Tigers will have the ball. Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall to inbound it. Tosses into Armbruster. That's Abel Armbruster with the basketball. Across the timeline, Armbruster to the left elbow with it. Inside the paint, McNeely around the horn to the right wing. Armbruster underneath has Jones. Jones again with a feed to McNeely. That's the lay-in is up and good. A repeat performance of the give-and-go with Reese McNeely breaking into the bucket. Maddie Jones finding her in the paint for the easy lay-in off the glass. McNeely with 4 points now, and it's 7-2. Fall City up by 5. Weirs goes into the corner to Dewis with the basketball. Dewis trapped down there. Ashley Dewis on the dribble, driving for a layup, blocked away by McNeely, saved from going out of bounds, but stepping on the baseline was Armbruster. It'll stay with the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs will inbound it. Baseline under her own basket, just to the left side of the backboard at the west end here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Weirs lobs it up top to Dewis. Ashley Dewis, 5'2 sophomore, picked up her dribble. She needs some help. Gets to Hinterberg. Kiara Hinterberg with the basketball. She's going to be tied up. No, got out of there with it. Dribbles off and she'll be called for another dribble. Turnover gives the ball back to Fall City. 5:06 to play first quarter. 7-2, Lady Tigers up by 5. Inbound the pass from Poppy. Puts it into Armbruster. Back to Poppy, left elbow. Underneath Jones, a cross-court pass, tipped away, grabbed up by Armbruster. McNeely in the paint, looking for Jones, tipped away by DeRodell. Off the bench, checking in for Fall City, comes Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster replacing Elise Poppy now for the Lady Tigers. Kirkendall inbounds, comes back to Kirkendall in the paint. Jump shot, no, feed it underneath. Shot is up, Maddie Jones, and good. Kirkendall with the assist, Maddie Jones with the basket. Kirkendall did a great job there, handing the ball off and finding Maddie Jones under the bucket for the easy two off the glass. Here comes Miley Weirs, big collision. Blocking foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, her first personal team foul, number one on the Lady Tigers. Jones got in foul trouble in the ECNC conference tournament. She picks up the first one here. At the free throw line, Miley Weirs shooting 1-1, or two shots rather. First one is up and off, no good. Have another shot coming here. 9-2, Fall City out to an early 7-point lead. Miley Weirs averaging 21 points a game. Second shot is up, it's off. She's a 71% free throw shooter and missed them both on that attempt. Ball is stolen away, breakaway. Miley Weirs, breakaway, laying up and good. Miley Weirs got the steal and the breakaway, her first 2 points of the game, and it's 9-4. Lady Tigers up by 5. Right side, Jones in traffic, lay it up, no, she's fouled, and we'll put Maddie Jones at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Carly Heideman. Heideman, the 6'1 senior, inside picks up her first personal, team foul number one on the Lady Griffins. Maddie Jones at the free throw line shooting two shots. The first shot is on the way up and good. Jones now with 3 points in the ballgame, 10-4. Lady Tigers up by 6 with 4:14 to play here in the first quarter. Maddie Jones, second free throw attempt. Looks to the basket. Shot is on the way. It's up and it's good. She got them both. Jones with a pair has 4 points, makes it 11-4. The lead is back to 7 now for the Lady Tigers. This is Miley Weirs on the dribble. Top of the circle, Weirs, guarded by Kirkendall. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Tigers. To the near side, the pass comes over to Hayek. Hayek just 5-1, going to be tied up by Hannah Collier. Collier reached in, got a handful of basketball, got the tie-up. Timeout taken, Dylan Rodell with 3:57 to play in the first quarter, 11-4. Tigers up, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and your TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Fall City High School. 3:57 to play in the first quarter. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Lady Griffins of Gilroy-Dell 11-4. Fall City up by 7. Good start here for the Lady Tigers. On the floor now will be Poppy, Collier, Jones, Kirkendall, and Isabel Armbruster. That's the five on the floor for Fall City. Five starters still in there for Dillard-Odell. Dewis, Hayek, Heideman, Weirs, and Henneberg. Weirs will inbound it in the corner baseline under her own basket. Miley Weirs lobs it up top. Gets it up to Ashley Dewis. Dewis works to the left elbow. Elise Poppy guards her defensively. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Here's Miley Weirs. Gets a pick in the paint. Has the ball slipped away. Grabbing it up. Poppy. Down court pass. Poppy gets it to McNeely. Stolen away by Weirs. Weirs gives to Dewis. Dewis into the baseline. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last on the baseline by Hannah Collier. Collier did a good job getting back on defense and preventing the layup on the left side baseline. Tipped that ball away and knocked it out of bounds. Maddie Jones will come out of the ball game. Also, Kirkendall taking a break. Ava Armbruster back in. Reese McNeely back on the floor for Fall City. Weirs to inbound it in the corner. Miley Weirs lobs it up top to Hyatt. Jaden Hyatt guarded here on the left side by Collier. Now gives into the baseline left side. Dewis jump shot up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot won't go. Ava Armbruster with the defensive board. Armbruster pushes the ball down court. Hyatt chases to her. Hannah Collier for three from the corner off the rim. No. Rebound. Tipped around. Grabbed up underneath. They give it underneath. Driving lay-in up and good by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster with the lay-in. It's 13-4. A 9-point lead now for Fall City with 3:03 to play here. Miley Weirs for three off the glass. No. Armbruster with the rebound. Ava Armbruster pushes it down court. Armbruster, top of the circle, right side. Collier underneath the basket. Reese McNeely looks for the cutter in the paint. Nothing there. McNeely's tied up. Up top to Armbruster. Right side is knocked away by Weirs. Traveling's going to be called. A turnover gives the basketball back once again to the Lady Griffins. Here's Maddie Jones back onto the floor. Kirkendall also back onto the floor. Isabel Armbruster, Hannah Collier will have a seat. With 2:42 to go here now in the first quarter, 13-4. Fall City on top. Miley Weirs on the dribble. Kirkendall drew the job of covering her in the man-to-man defense here tonight. Weirs so far been held to just 2 points. She averages 21 per ball game. Here's a steal by McNeely. Reese McNeely with a nice defensive play. Down court pass to Maddie Jones in the corner. Jones tries to dribble up front. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Miley Weirs. On Weirs, her first personal, team foul number two on the Lady Griffins. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 13-4. Fall City on top. Wait a minute. We got an official timeout here. Apparently something lying on the floor out here. Official referee Kellen Havikin stops play while they retrieve whatever the piece of trash was there. Now we're ready to get underway. Inbound the ball to Fall City. Jones in the corner. Maddie Jones pulls up for a step back set shot for two. Got it. Maddie Jones has 6 points in the ball game. Fall City off to a great start here tonight. 15-4, up by 11 early. But here comes Miley Weirs. Fall away jump shot in the paint, doesn't go. Carly Heideman battles for the rebound with Elise Poppy. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, Devil Adele. Timeout taken by the Griffins with a minute 55 to play in the first quarter. 15-4, Fall City on top. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1:55 to play in the first quarter, 15-4. Ball City up by 11. When play is resumed, the Tigers will have the basketball. Coach John Moore used his second timeout here to try and settle his girls down and get something going offensively. Ball City's man-to-man defense has been effective thus far against the Lady Griffins. Tigers basketball. In the corner on the right side is Maddie Jones with the ball. Jones can't penetrate, being guarded defensively. Good job on the baseline there by Carly Heidemann to take that away from Jones. In traffic, into McNeely off the glass. That one won't go. McNeely battles for the rebound. Henneberg comes out with the basketball. Gets it down court to Weirs. Driving layup. Weirs up and good. That's what Miley Weirs can do to you. You got to get in front of her. She'll drive the lane and makes those circus shots. That was kind of an over-the-shoulder, put a little English on the basketball, spun it off the backboard and dropped it in. Here's Kirkendall. Maddie Jones for three from the corner, no. And the rebound down to Hayek. Hayek out left pass, Weirs. Here she comes again. Feeds it underneath this time to Heidemann off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Carly Heidemann with her first 2 points of the ball game. So back-to-back buckets now for Dilmer O'Dell. Puts the lead back down to seven. Ball City led momentarily there by 11 points. Now we've got a whistle and a foul. Waiting to see what they're going to post on us here. Looks like the foul is going to go on Henneberg. Her first, team foul number three. Ball City's basketball. In traffic, Jones wants to go up with the shot. She's double-teamed. Top of the key. Poppy for three. Off the glass, no. Heidemann with the rebound. Stolen away by Armbruster. Armbruster feeds right side. Shot is up and good for Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones with 8 points now for the Lady Tigers. And we've got a 17-8 ball game. Lead is back to nine now once again. Driving layup. Miley Weirs under the basket, can't get it to McNeely. McNeely starts down court, decides to hold it up and set the offense. Left side, gives it underneath. Nice job defensively. Block shot by Carly Heidemann. As Kirkendall tried to put a shot up, Heidemann got a hand up and swatted it down. Now Jones pulls in with a jump shot that's off the glass. Carly Heidemann has the rebound. Outlet pass, Weirs. Weirs, shot at the buzzer, won't go. After one quarter, Fall City up 17-8. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrak.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I's operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after one quarter, Fall City up 17-8. We move to second quarter action. Dilmer O'Dell's basketball. Inbound the pass to Miley Weirs. Weirs at the top of the key. Flips it out into the right corner. Baseline deep on the right side. McKinney in the ballgame now. And traveling is going to be called on Aiden McKinney, the freshman. Gives it back to Fall City. What a extend a big welcome to all of our listeners in the Dilmer O'Dell School District listening tonight online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us. Glad you could be with us to enjoy the broadcast tonight. My name is Randy Gatula, calling the play-by-play. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Maddie Jones underneath to McNeely. She tries to move toward the basket. Ball stripped away by Carly Heidemann. Loose basketball. Going to be grabbed up by Jaden Hayek. Hayek will set the offense. Gives off to Miley Weirs on the left elbow. Weirs tries to get around Kirkendall. Left side of the lane. Weirs feeds inside Heidemann. Give and go back to Weirs. Right side McKinney. Oh, nice pass underneath. Got it into Carly Heidemann. As Heidemann goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. The foul on Ashley Kirkendall, her first, team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. At the free throw line, Carly Heidemann She's a 44% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Carly Heidemann now with 3 points for the Lady Griffins, averaging 7.2 points per ball game. Back in comes Isabel Armbruster now, replacing Elise Poppy for the Lady Tigers. Carly Heidemann, second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. This one is hits the back of the iron and off the rim doesn't go. Maddie Jones is there for the rebound for Fall City. The outlet pass down to Kirkendall. Left side of the three-point arc is Kirkendall. Top of the key gives to Maddie Jones between the rings on the right side now. Isabel Armbruster has it stolen away. There's Miley Wears for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Miley Wears, her second breakaway lay-in like that. She has 6 points and it's 17-11. The lead is back down to six. Ball City led it by, at one point, by 11 points, 15-4. Here's a pass underneath again to McNeely. Reese McNeely off the glass. McNeely with 6 points now for Fall City. 19-11. The lead back to eight as Miley Wears behind the back dribble, twice behind the back in the paint. Fall away, jump shot up and good. Miley Wears can put on a clinic here with ball handling. When you give her just a little bit of space, she will take that ball to the hole. Wears with 8 points now, 19-13, a six-point lead. Feet underneath, they were looking for McNeely. This time the pass broken up and knocked away into there by McKinney. Fast break the other way, Wears with a layup, gets knocked to the floor, no whistle. Rebound, Diller Odell on the dribble with the basketball. Madeline Party now holds the ball to the top of the key to Wears. Wears with a long three that's off the iron. Rebound, Heidemann. Heidemann, follow shot off the glass, up and good. Carly Heidemann with the putback. The 6'1 senior has 5 points now for Dill Rodell, and it's a four-point basketball game, 19-15. Ball City still up by four with 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Maddie Jones lost a handle on the ball, then chipped it back in and went off the fingertips of Aiden McKinney, the freshman, got away out of bounds. Here's Ashley Dewis back into the lineup. Timeout taken on the floor by Fall City with 5.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. 19-15, the Lady Tigers up by four. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter of this, the first half of our basketball doubleheader tonight here on KTNC. Of course, after this, we'll have the boys' varsity contest, Fall City and Dill Rodell, in the girls' JV game tonight. Dill Rodell came from behind and got the win 23-21. And they did that on a pair of free throws by the freshman, Berkeley Beekman. Beekman made two free throws with 2.1 seconds on the clock to give the Lady Griffins the JV win, 23-21. We were here to watch that one. Nice job by the freshman, Beekman. All right, back to live action here in the varsity game. Fall City with the basketball in the four-point lead, 19-15. Kirkendall in the paint, five-foot jumper. Up off, no good, but a whistle, and the foul will be called. Kirkendall will be at the line. The foul is going to be called on Aiden McKinney. On McKinney, her first personal team foul, number four, on the Lady Griffins. Ashley Kirkendall has not scored tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the rim. 5'8 junior, Ashley Kirkendall will have a second attempt coming. Elise Poppy back onto the floor. Hannah Collier also back into the ballgame now, replacing Ava Armbruster. And Reese McNeely sets out. Ashley Kirkendall's second free throw is on the way. This one is up and good. Kirkendall's first point of the night. She went one out of two from the line. Makes it 20-15. The lead is back to five. Here comes Wears. A collision on the left side of the lane. Foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. Miley Wears is tough to guard under there. She, very aggressive, makes the move to the hoop. Back in comes Carly Heidemann into the ballgame. Heidemann replaces Aiden McKinney now for the Lady Griffins. Wears to inbound it under the basket. Wants to lob it in. So up top, it comes all the way out here to Hayek. Jaden Hayek with the dribble. Guarded by Collier, a cross-court pass. Ball was loose for a moment. Dewis gets a hold of it, tries to feed it inside to Hinterberg. Across to Heidemann, shot off the glass, up and good. Hinterberg gets the assist on that one, and I'll tell you what, Kiara put that one up while lying on the floor on her backside, flipped it over to Heidemann for the assist for the easy two. And looking underneath, trying to feed it under the basket, getting it into Hannah Collier, couldn't do it. The pass was intercepted and taken away. Here's Miley Weirs for three. She got it. Miley Weirs, 11 points in the ballgame. She's off halfway to her average of 21 per contest. And we still have 4:26 to play here in the second quarter. Here's Isabel Armbruster for three. The sophomore, Isabel Armbruster, nails a three from the left elbow. And just like that, it's back to a three-point Fall City lead. Bill O'Dell had tied it momentarily at 20. Heidemann in the paint to the right side with it. Gives to Weirs, guarded by Kirkendall. What a job that Ashley Kirkendall has drawn here tonight to try and cover Miley Weirs defensively in the man-to-man. And Collier with a steal. One-on-one with Weirs. Collier holds it up. Underneath the basketball, stolen away. Weirs on the fast break. One-on-two. She'll take it all the way in for the layup. Got it, and she's fouled. Miley Weirs with the lay-in and drew the personal foul. She's got 13 points. She will be at the line to shoot one. Foul is on Elise Poppy. Poppy's second personal, team foul number four. McNeely back into the ballgame. Also checking back in is Ava Collier. Isabel Armbruster. Let's see. Hannah Collier, I think, checks out. So at the free throw line will be Miley Weirs for the and one. Weirs takes aim. The free throw is up and good. As we said earlier, Weirs is a 71% free throw shooter. She missed her first two, so she was due to hit one there. 14 points now for Weirs. 3:39 to go still in the second quarter. Here's a reach-in foul going to be called on Dylan O'Dell. Fouls on Miley Weirs. On Weirs, her second personal, team foul number five. Fall City's basketball, Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall will toss it in. She'll trigger it in on the baseline. She's under her own basket in the corner. Right back it comes to Kirkendall. She's triple-teamed immediately. Gets it up to Poppy on the right elbow. Now Ava Kirkendall, or Ava Armbruster, rather, to the corner. Shot is up and off. Won't go for Poppy. Rebound Collier. Collier outlet pass. Kirkendall free throw line. Jump shot up and off. No good. Rebound Deborah Dell. Fast break. The other way is Dewis. Dewis. Uh-oh. May have turned an ankle here. Dewis immediately grabs her ankle as she goes to the floor. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor for an injured player here. 3:10 to go first half. 23 all. The score is tied. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here at Fall City High School. Still have a timeout on the floor for the injured player. Ashley Dewis fell down all by herself over there dribbling the ball when her right ankle kind of twisted out and went out from under her. She's being helped back to her feet, and the good news is she's putting a little bit of weight on that ankle, and she's going to walk off under her own steam, and she'll get a round of applause here from the fans on both sides. Ashley Dewis, 5'2" sophomore. She's in a lot of pain here, that right ankle. Checking in to replace her will be Jaden Hayek, another sophomore, at 5'1". So Hayek back onto the floor. Dewis comes to the bench, and she'll have the trainers take a look at her. We see the Fall City staff bringing a bag of ice over here for the young lady. 3:10 to go in the first half, all tied at 23 apiece. That's after Fall City led by 11, 15-4, and now we're tied up. A big comeback thus far for Dylan O'Dell. There's Maddie Jones in the paint. Boy, they collapsed on her. There's a steal. Miley Weirs with the ball. Here she comes into the paint. Weirs wants to go for the driving layup. She'll be tied up. No shot. Foul's going to be on the floor. No shot. And it'll be basketball will belong to Dylan O'Dell on the baseline. The foul is going to be called on Hannah Collier. Collier picks up her first personal, team foul number 5. Weirs will inbound it. Baseline right side, under the basket. Weirs lobs it up top. Gets it out here to Hayek. Hayek right back to Weirs. Pulls up for the 3. Off the iron, no. Rebound, Hannah Collier. Collier, her pass is deflected away, knocked out of bounds by Weirs. It'll save it across City. Dave Armbruster will inbound it. All tied at 23 apiece with 2:42 to play here in the first half. Ava Armbruster comes on the attack across the timeline into forecourt left wing with it. Into McNeely, underneath Jones. Back to McNeely, driving way in up the wall. Reese McNeely with 8 points now. Boy, they've worked that thing to perfection tonight. The give and go to McNeely underneath. There's a collision inside the paint. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers. Going to be on Elise Poppy. That's Poppy's third personal. She'll come out of the ballgame. Ashley Kirkendall will check in to replace her. Here's Kiara Henneberg back in for Dylan O'Dell, replacing Madeline Party. Party comes out. Henneberg checks back in for Lady Griffins. Inbound the pass to Carly Heidemann. Give it back to Weirs for 3 right side. It's off the rim. Heidemann there for the rebound. Oh, good job underneath by Maddie Jones to tip that ball away from Heidemann. It went off of Jones and it belonged to Dylan O'Dell. 25-23, Fall City with a 2-point lead. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Weirs underneath. Heidemann off the glass. Up and good. Carly Heidemann now with 9 points in the game. Give Miley Weirs the assist. She's hard to stop under there. 6-1. Carly Heidemann laid that one off the glass. Hannah Collier with the basketball. Collier around the horn, left wing with it. Back up top to Kirkendall. Now Hannah Collier on the right side. Kirkendall top of the key, looking inside for Jones. No pass there. Almost taken away. It goes out of bounds. Looked like it perhaps went off the foot of Armbruster, but they say no. Touch last by Dylan O'Dell. Inbound the pass. Collier with the basketball. Hannah Collier, top of the key, right elbow. Here's Jones, wanted to penetrate, couldn't get there. Out to the right side again, Kirkendall. Between the rings, top of the key, Armbruster. Jones, almost had it tipped away, turnaround shot, Jones, up and off, no good. Henneberg with the rebound. Kiara Henneberg with her outlet pass. Gives it a give and go, driving, Miley Weirs lays it up, got the basket, and the foul. Mylon Weirs got the basket to fall and was fouled by Maddie Jones. Jones picks up her second personal. Miley Weirs just keep pouring them in there. She's got 16 points already here in the first half at the line. She's currently 1 out of 3 from the line. This shot is up and good. She's now 2 for 4. 17 points for Miley Weirs here in the first half. She has 17 of the 28 points put up so far by Dylan O'Dell. 28-25, Griffin's up. Hannah Collier moves in, jump shot off the glass, no. And the rebound brought down by Weirs. Weirs is going to go right into the teeth of defense, passes underneath to Henneberg. Shot blocked away nicely by Reese McNeely. Out of bounds off of Henneberg. McNeely, a good job defensively. Reese got a hand up and blocked the shot away. In fact, she blocked it back off of the shooter and it went out of bounds, and Fall City, as a result, gets the basketball. 53 seconds to play here, under a minute to go in the first half, 28-25, Fall City up by 3. Lady Tigers are going to run some clock here, maybe play for 1. Kirkendall to the left side, Armbruster to the corner. Collier for 3, off the rim, no. The rebound down to Weirs. Weirs, 1-on-2 fast break. You know she's going to take it to the hole. Weirs falls to the floor, gets rid of the basketball. Underneath it goes, turnaround shot. Heidemann blocked again by McNeely. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Weirs. It'll be Fall City's basketball. 24 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-25. Fall City up by 3. Back onto the floor is Aiden McKinney, the 5'8 freshman. She will replace Miley Weirs with 24 seconds to go. Miley Weirs, they don't want to take a chance on her picking up any more fouls in the last 20 seconds. She has 2. It's 28-25. Here comes, there's the ball stolen with the steep break to the other end, driving Lee in off the glass, up and good. Tatum Schroeder 5-2 Junior with the steal. Schroeder with the lay-in. Here's Hannah Collier, baseline underneath. She's trapped. Shot will not get off of the buzzer. And at the half, the Dillard O'Dell Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers 30-25. Our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Fall City High School. Time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, individual scoring here, 25 for Fall City, led by Reese McNeely with 8 points. Maddie Jones also has 8. 5 for Ava Armbruster, Isabel Armbruster with 3, and Ashley Kirkendall added 1 for their total of 25. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 3 out of 4 in the first half. For the Dillardell Lady Griffins, 30 points on the board, 17 of those coming from Miley Weirs. Harley Heideman had 9, and then 2 points each by Tatum Schroeder and Kiara Hinderberg for their total of 30. From the free throw line, 3 out of 6 from the line in the first half for the Dillard O'Dell Griffins. Keep in mind, the Fall City girls led this one by 11 points. They were up at 1 point, 15-4, back in the first quarter, and since then they have been outscored 26-10 and now trail by 5 at 30-25. That's our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, send things back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studio. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, a weather update for you, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, I am Mary Kitch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beale and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Lattis. as our new home health director, and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the extra mile.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Mandy Valuber. We'll see a bit of precipitation moving back into the forecast for the middle of the work week. Rain showers mostly, but could see a few flakes here and there. We'll have some light flurries, also possible Thursday into Friday with slightly cooler temperatures. The cold temperatures will not last long. We'll be right back in the 50s for the upcoming weekend. Clear skies, temperatures mid-20s, southwest winds light around 5. Chance for rain showers Wednesday afternoon, otherwise lots of sunshine. Temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Wednesday night, we have a chance for rain. Could see some snow mixing in. Cloud cover, 30 for your low. And north winds gusting up to 20. Thursday, cloud cover, high of 44. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 45 degrees.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Falls City High School. At the half, the Dilrow Dell Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers of Falls City 30-25, our halftime score. Up next, the second half of our doubleheader tonight, the boys' varsity contest between Falls City and Dilrow Dell. I want to remind all of our listeners, I will be on the air again Thursday night over on sister station Sunny 101.3, traveling up to Freeman at Adams with the Johnson-Brock Eagles. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader from Freeman, Johnson-Brock, and the Falcons over on Sunny 101.3 this coming Thursday night. Then on Friday night, a little interstate action. We'll be traveling over to Sidney, Iowa, with the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish Boys. They'll be taking on the Sidney, Iowa Cowboys 7 o'clock tip-off for that one here on KTNC this coming Friday night. Now, the novelty of that is, as I understand it, they have a 30-second shot clock in high school basketball in Iowa, so we'll be working with the shot clock, and that'll be something a little different for our broadcast and, of course, for the Sacred Heart Boys. That's Friday night at 7 here on KTNC. Hope you'll join us for the next couple of nights of basketball. We move back to live action here now at Fall City. It'll be the Lady Tigers with the first possession. The inbound pass to Reese McNeely underneath the Jones. Give and go underneath McNeely. Layup off the glass. That one wouldn't go. Here comes Miley Wears for a driving layup. Up and good. She got it. Miley Wears now with 19 points in the ballgame already. And we're just in the first seconds here of the third quarter. Maddie Jones to the right elbow. Armbruster, a cross-court pass around to Poppy. Inside McNeely, tried to feed it to Jones, ball tipped back out of there. Driving lay-in, Poppy has it blocked away by Heidemann. She gets the block and the steal. Carly Heidemann with good defense for Dillardell, gives up to Miley Wears. To the left elbow, an open look three from the left side, up and off, won't go down for Madeline Parney. Rebound comes down to Dillardell. Ball is loose, Heidemann comes up with it on the floor, tries to get rid of it. Timeout taken, Dillardell to save the possession. 25 for the Tigers, 32 for Dillardell, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
7:07 to go here in the third quarter. Just underway in the second half. 32-25. Dillardell up by 7. Lady Griffin's basketball. Inbound the pass to Miley Wears. On the right elbow, guarded by Kirkendall. Man-to-man defense. Miley Wears with those lavender tennis shoes. Her trademark makes her easy to spot. There's a give and go. Heidemann kicks it out to the corner. A long three is up and off. Won't go down to Hayek. And the rebound comes down to Armbruster. Forward, she gets it to Kirkendall into forecourt. Kirkendall beats to the left elbow in the paint. Right side, Ava Armbruster, top of the key. Maddie Jones moves around. Heidemann driving, laying up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. She got it. Maddie Jones got the putback and drew the personal foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul's going to be on Jaden Hayek. On Hayek, her first personal, team foul number one. Maddie Jones in double figures now, has 10 points in the ballgame at the line for the and one. Takes aim, the shot is up, and it is short off the front of the rim. Carly Heidemann with the rebound. Heidemann, outlet pass, gets it down court to Miley Wears. Wears across the timeline, works the dribble. Backs out now to the top of the key, left side of the lane, free throw circle. To the right elbow, pass goes to Henneberg. Kiara Henneberg driving lay-in, couldn't get it. She'll be knocked to the floor, whistling a foul. And we'll put Kiara Henneberg, 5'6 junior, at the line. The foul's going to be on Reese McNeely, her first personal, team foul number one. Henneberg, a 57% free throw shooter on the season, has not been to the line tonight. This one is up and off. She'll have another attempt. Henneberg with a second free throw attempt coming. Has 2 points so far this evening here in Fall City. Second shot for the junior is on the way up, and this one is good. Got that one to rattle home for. She now has 3 points for Henneberg. She averages 2.9 per game, so she has reached her season average so far. Inside the paint, bounce pass right side. Jones is up and off. No. McNeely comes out with the rebound, gets it out to her teammate Kirkendall. Kirkendall feeds underneath to Jones. Shot is up and good. Maddie Jones with the basket. Ashley Kirkendall with the assist. Maddie Jones now with 12 points. Back to a 4-point contest, 33-29. Lady Tigers led it by 11, only to fall behind by 5 at halftime. With the basketball, Madeline Party, just a freshman, handles it. Party's in trouble. She's trapped over there, gets rid of the ball, gets it to Henneberg. Henneberg back to the top of the key. She dribbles between the rings, guarded by Maddie Jones and the man-to-man. Henneberg has the ball stripped away and stolen by Ava Armbruster. Checking into the ballgame, Aiden McKinney, the freshman up off the bench, wanting to get checked in. To the left elbow, here's a three on the way. Poppy! Elise Poppy gets a three from the left elbow, her first basket of the night. makes it 33-32, a one-point lead now for Dillard Odell. Lady Tigers battling back into this one after trailing by 7. They were up by 11, down by 7, and now back within 1. Here's Miley Weirs working one-on-one against Ashley Kirkendall. They set a pick for her. Weirs behind the back, then between the legs dribble. Weirs, reach-in foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. On Ashley, her second personal team foul, number 2. Into the game for Dillard Odell, Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder checked in near the end of the second quarter, made a nice steal on a breakaway lay-in for 2 quick points. Played very limited in that first half, but in the final few seconds got a quick basket. Tatum Schroeder, a 5'2 junior, on the floor now. 4:45 to go, third quarter. 33-32, Dillard Odell clinging to a one-point lead. Griffins with the basketball. On the dribble is Hayek at the top of the key. To the left wing with it to Madeline Party. Party gives up to Schroeder. Back comes to Party. She's trapped down there. Bounce pass. Jump ball is called. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Dillard Odell. Miley Weirs will inbound the pass. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 33-32. Dillard Odell up by 1. Weirs gets it inbounds. Tosses the ball into Party. Party picks up her dribble to the top of the circle. Finds Hayek with it. Onto the right elbow. Tatum Schroeder with the dribble. Chasing after Schroeder is Armbruster, Isabel Armbruster, underneath the Heidemann, driving layup up and good, and a whistle, and a foul. Give the assist to Miley Weirs. Carly Heidemann now in double figures. She has 11 points in the ball game. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul's on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her fourth personal, team foul number 3. So Poppy will take a seat. Hannah Collier back into the ball game now for the Lady Tigers. At the line, Carly Heidemann for the and one. The shot is up short off the rim. Ball tipped around. Kirkendall comes up with it. The outlet pass comes down court in a hurry to Isabel Armbruster on the left wing. Ball stolen back the other direction. Miley Weirs has it out in front of her. Sager going out of bounds. No, she stepped on the baseline. Couldn't get stopped down there on the baseline. Stepped on the line. It'll turn it over back to Fall City. 35-32. Dillard Odell up by 3. Now Maddie Jones into the lineup, replacing Isabel Armbruster for the Lady Tigers. You've got Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, Hannah Collier, Reese McNeely, and Ashley Kirkendall on the floor now for the Lady Tigers. Here comes Armbruster with the basketball on the left elbow. Armbruster dribbles toward the baseline. Can't get there. Back to the right side it comes. Into Jones. Jones, top of the key. Collier around to the left elbow. Armbruster has the ball knocked away loose. A steal. They get it down to Miley Weirs. Miley driving lay-in up and good. Miley Weirs, 21 points in the game now. And it's 37-32, a 5-point Dillard Odell lead. Dolph City had closed back to within 1. Collier, oh, nice pass from Collier. Found Jones, they couldn't finish. What a nice assist from Collier. Jones just couldn't get it to drop, though. That one was too easy under there. Nobody on her. Wouldn't drop. 37-32. Ball City down by 5. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Dillard Odell basketball. Raw pass inside. Tipped away. Grabbed up. Weirs was looking underneath for Heidemann. Overthrew her and went out of bounds. Back into the ballgame. Kira Henneberg checks in. Henneberg replacing Tatum Schroeder. Coach John Moore substituting freely. He's used 8 or 9 ball players. Noticeably absent from the game is Bailey Vilda, 5'8 sophomore. She suffered that concussion at the Mudecas tournament. Apparently still under the concussion protocol all these weeks later. Bailey Vilda not in the lineup and not playing for Dillard Odell. We certainly wish her a recovery. There's a long 3 on the way up and doesn't go. Put up by Armbruster. Down with the rebound is Madeline Party. Underneath, there's Heidemann off the glass, up and good. Weirs with the assist, Carly Heidemann with the bucket. The senior, 6'1", has 13 points now. Give Miley Weirs another assist. With the basketball, Kirkendall pulls up for a 10-foot set shot. That's off the iron. Weirs is there for the rebound. Miley Weirs looks down court. Pulls up on the right elbow, a cross-court pass to the near side to Party. Madeline Party tries to get it back to Weirs. Weirs dribbles around the defender. Behind the back dribble to Madeline Party. party. Looking for Hindenburg on the right elbow. Needs help. Weirs comes out to get the basketball from her. 1:49 to play here in the third quarter. 39-32. There's a steal by McNeely, and then she will be fouled. That foul, I think, is going to go on Miley Weirs. That'll be Miley's third personal. That's cause for concern because Miley Weirs, kind of the spark plug that runs this Dillard-Odell engine here, with 21 points already. Miley picks up her third personal. Ball City's basketball. Ashley Kirkendall into the paint. Bounce pass right side in the corner. Hannah Collier can't get the shot. Tries to give it back to Kirkendall on the pass. Kirkendall guarded by Party to the left elbow. Around the outside perimeter, they pass the ball to the left wing. Inside, there's Collier with a shot that's partially blocked. Fighting for a lone rebound, out of bounds. Touch last by Dillard-Odell. Hannah Collier had an open look on the baseline left side. Got it tipped ever so slightly under there and blocked away. Foul City's basketball, inbounding it, will be Kirkendall under the bucket. Kirkendall lobs it up top, finds Armbruster. Collier, Collier with a pass inside, McNeely, back up top, Armbruster. McNeely in the corner, baseline left side, around the horn, Kirkendall top of the circle. Maddie Jones with the basketball, again gives to Armbruster. Collier, baseline right side, feeds it inside, back to Armbruster again. Jones with the ball, Armbruster, open look, three! In and out, and out of there. Battled around, rebound, Heidemann. 53 seconds to play in the quarter. Miley Weirs down court. Look out, here she goes. Backs him back out near the midcourt line. 39-32, the lead is 7 for Dillard-Odell. Miley Weirs. Started out here by Kirkendall, handling the basketball. Feeds it underneath for Heidemann, driving layup. No, whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Maddie Jones, I'm sure. On Jones, that is her third personal. Elise Poppy has 4. Maddie Jones now has 3. At the line, Carly Heidemann. She's made 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. 44% on the season. This one is up and good. Carly Heidemann has now made 2 out of 4 from the line. Proud to say I was good friends with Carly's grandfather, Alan Grell, former mayor of Beatrice, who passed away this fall during volleyball season. Second shot is up and off for Carly Heidemann. Had the pleasure of getting a picture of Carly with her grandpa just a few days before he passed when he attended one of her volleyball games. And certainly still have Major Grell, as I knew him, in my mind. We served a lot of years together in the National Guard. Fun to see grandchildren of your friends out here performing. We're back to live action. Paul City with the basketball. Kirkendall has the ball slapped away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Madeline Party. On Party, her first personal. Team foul number 3. Foul City's basketball trailing 40-32 with 19.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Hannah Collier in the corner moves in for a shot. Got double team tied up. Still waiting for a call here. The ball is loose and going to be tipped away and stolen by Dillard-Odell. Fast break to Taylor Jr. Collier with the steal. Down court pass gets into Jones for the driving lay-in up and good. Maddie Jones with the basket. Hannah Collier with the assist. And it's a 6-point ball game, 40-34. After three quarters, we'll step aside for a 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back once again to Falls City High School. 8 minutes left to play in this one in regulation. 40-34, six-point lead for Dylan Odell, leading the Falls City Leaning Tigers here after three periods. Falls City was up by as much as 11 in the first quarter at 15-4. They led after one period 17-8, trailed at halftime by 5, 30-15. And now after three quarters, the Lady Tigers are down by 6, 40-34. When play is resumed, it'll be Dylan Odell basketball. For the Lady Griffins, Miley Weirs, already 21 points in the game. Weirs feeds it under to Heidemann. The ball goes out of bounds. It appeared that the ball went off of one of the Fall City players. I think they're going to get this one corrected, though. The official steps in, and they do make the correction. The ball went off of one of the Fall City players. The officials got it right, to their credit. Weirs will inbound it under the basket. Weirs, baseline, under her own basket, has to hurry. Now does get it lobbed in. But Hyatt, gives back to Miley Weirs. Weirs backs it out on the elbow, underneath Heidemann, off the glass, up and good. Miley Weirs just keeps beating her teammate, Carly Heidemann. Heidemann with 16 points now in the ballgame, Weirs with 21. Those two have been the offensive show here. Let's see if the Lady Tigers can get some offense going. Kirkendall in the paint, bounce pass right side, Jones. Open look shot is up. Oh, no good. Oh, that basketball bounced three times on the rim before it fell off there. It would not go in the hole. Now Miley Weirs comes down court, setting the pick for Heidemann, the old pick and roll there. They execute that thing to perfection. Into Heidemann it goes. She moves to the basket. Ball left hand from Carly Heidemann. She nodded her head in agreement. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Fall City. 7:03 to go in the contest. 42-34. Dylan Odell up by 8. Tigers need to score this trip. Ava Armbruster to set the offense. She works to the baseline left side. Jump shot up and good. Nice move, Ava Armbruster. She's got 7 points. Back to a 6-point ball game. 42-36. A lot of time left. 6:42. Heidemann at the free throw line. Left side, Hinterberg for 3. Off no good. Rebound, Weirs. Weirs comes up with the basketball to the top of the circle. Here's a three from the top of the key. Up and off, no good by Madeline Party. Rebound, Fall City. Ava Armbruster, Lady Tigers, down court on the dribble. Ball tipped away out of bounds by Weirs. They were trying to get it over to Kirkendall. Weirs tipped it away and knocked it out of bounds. A lot of time left. 6:22 to play in the ballgame. 42-36, a 6-point Dylan Odell lead. Lady Tigers at 14-7, hoping for a win here tonight to try and host a sub-district game next week. There's a shot up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Jones to the right elbow. A cross-court pass, deflected away. Follow shot up. Armbruster can't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll put Ava Armbruster at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Hinterberg, her second personal, team foul number 4. At the line, Ava Armbruster shooting 2. The first one is up and off, no good. She'll have another shot coming. 6 minutes even to play in the ballgame. A 6-point Dylan Odell lead, 42-36. Ava Armbruster, second free throw attempt is up, and it's good. She made 1 out of 2. Armbruster now has 8 points in the game for the Lady Tigers of Fall City. 5:56, the clock is running in the fourth quarter. It's 42-37. Dylan Odell up by 5. There's a jump shot from the right side, up and off, no good. That one put up by Weirs. She gets the rebound down to Heidemann, who feeds it right back to Miley Weirs. There's the pick and roll. And an offensive foul, I think, is going to go on Weirs. No, check that on Carly Heidemann. Heidemann was setting the pick a little too aggressively there. That's her second personal, team foul number 5. Isabel Armbruster up off the bench. She'll check in at the next stoppage in play here. Left wing, Poppy in the paint. Can't get there. Top of the key, Kirkendall. Across court to the near side, Ava Armbruster. Jump shot 10 feet away, off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, Jones. Up, it won't go. Jones had a shot into their point line. Couldn't get it to drop. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stadium with Fall City. Isabel Armbruster into the lineup, replacing Elise Poppy. Poppy comes out. Fall City's basketball. Kirkendall to inbound it. Right side on the baseline. Kirkendall lobs it up top to Armbruster. Back to Kirkendall. looking underneath. Armbruster around to the left side. Then Isabel Armbruster. Now Maddie Jones in the corner. And we got a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on Kiera Henneberg. Henneberg picks up her third personal. Boy, the Lady Tigers have had a lot of shots just right under the basket that won't drop for them. Even half of those go in, they'd be in pretty good shape here. It's 42-37. The lead is five for Dylan O'Dell. They try to hang on. Lady Tigers trying to get it moving offensively here. Maddie Jones feeds underneath. McNeely wants to go up with a shot. She will be fouled by Henneberg. And Kiera Henneberg just picked up her fourth personal. She has four. We'll put Reese McNeely to the free throw line. Reese has 8 points so far in the ballgame. This will be her first attempt tonight from the charity stripe. McNeely shooting two shots for the Tigers. The first shot is on the way up and off the back of the iron. Another attempt coming, though, for the 5'8 senior, perhaps playing her final game here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, depending on how the sub-districts shake out. Reese McNeely, the senior, launches the second free throw. It's up and it's off. Won't go. Rimmed around. Rebound to Heidemann. Tigers just one out of five from the free throw line here in the second half. 42-37. Dylan O'Dell with the lead. Left wing with it. That's Madeline Party, just a freshman. Gives it back to Miley Weirs. Weirs is just quite a ball handler. She dribbles between the legs, behind the back. Goes in for driving, laying up and good. Miley Weirs can put on a clinic here. That's 23 points now for Weirs. She has 23 of their 44, more than half of them. Almost lost out of bounds and saved and grabbed up. Weirs with the ball. I think we maybe had an over and back or possibly an over and back there, but no whistle. At least the Fall City fans thought it was. Now everybody from Denver O'Dell would like to disagree. Here's a reach-in foul. Well, depends on your perspective. Isabel Armbruster called for her first personal. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:08 to go in the ballgame. It's 44-37. Dylan O'Dell on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Falls City High School. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios on Stone Street in downtown Falls City. Work a lot of basketball games with Aaron Wisdom at KTNC and our good friend Logan Anderson. Down at Sunny 101.3. 4:08 to go here in the fourth quarter, 44-37. Dylan O'Dell with a 7-point lead, and the Lady Griffins have the basketball and play is resumed. Weirs inbounds it, gets it into Party. Party gives right back to Miley Weirs. She works the left side dribble, fall away jump shot. Weirs couldn't get it, but the ball goes out of bounds off of Ava Armbruster. Lady Tigers had three players in position for the rebound and could not find the handle on it. Weirs to inbound it. It's in the Heidemann. Big collision. Whistle and a foul. The two girls bumped heads here. And Miley Weirs holding the back of her head. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. That's her fourth personal. So now Poppy with four and Jones with four. Miley Weirs will inbound it. They bumped heads there, and Jones got tagged for the personal. Baseline left side. Ball goes into Aiden McKinney, who's in the lineup now. Back up top to Weirs. She pulls up for three. Off the back of the iron, the rebound to Kirkendall. A cross-court pass, Ava Armbruster. Time becoming a factor now. Lady Tigers need to score this trip. They're down by seven. Kirkendall at the free throw lane to the top of the circle. Gives a pass back to Armbruster. Finds Kirkendall around left side. Isabel Armbruster just outside the three-point arc. Inside McNeely. Shot is up. Won't go. Partially blocked there by Heidemann. And now Dylan Rodell with a 7-point lead, 3 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the ballgame. Patiently down the floor comes Weirs with it. Pass to the left side, Hayek. Hayek tries to roll it into her teammate, Madeline Party. The ball is loose. Whistle. A foul is going to be called, I think, on Dylan Rodell. Armbruster went to the floor kind of hard there, waiting for someone to indicate. Still no indication who the foul is on. Foul is going to be called on McKinney. That's her second personal. At the free throw line, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Has 8 points. Her shot is up and good. 9 points now for Ava Armbruster. 2 out of 3 from the line. This would put her in double figures and pull her team back to within 5. The shot is up. It's good. Ava Armbruster with 10 points. It's a 5-point Dylan Rodell lead. Still 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Reach in foul. Ava Armbruster colliding as she reached in on Weirs. Armbruster goes to the floor. I think she caught one right in the nose there. Ava Armbruster will come out. That's her first personal. Holding her nose as she leaves the ballgame here. Replacing her will be Elise Poppy. Poppy with 4 fouls. Maddie Jones with 4 fouls. Armbruster, they'll check her out here on the bench as she got hit in the nose. Weirs at the free throw line. Shot is up short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Still 3 minutes to go here. Down court, Kirkendall gives it to the right side as Poppy passed up a look. Poppy takes it in, blocked away by Heidemann. Whistle and a foul. Elise Poppy will be at the free throw line. Carly Heidemann picks up her third personal. Down to 2 minutes 46 seconds to go here in the ballgame. A 5-point game at the free throw line. Elise Poppy, she's not been to the line tonight. Shot is up and off, no good. Must have been, no, it was a two-shot situation. She'll have another shot. Boy, the Lady Tigers, if they could hit their free throws here, would be right in the thick of this thing. Free throws have been kind of a tough subject tonight for Fall City. Second free throw is on the way. This one is off also. Couldn't get it to fall. Just 3 of 9, I think, from the line here in the second half. There's a ball stolen away. Armbruster. Wait a minute. What have we got? Williams goes to the floor. Foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. Armbruster thought she had picked the pocket of Miley Weirs, but she got whistled for the foul, and we'll put Weirs back to the line. Miley Weirs, 23 points in the game so far tonight. She's 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Normally a 71% free throw shooter is Miley Weirs. This one is up and good. So now she's 3 out of 6, hitting 50% on the evening. Still far below her 71% average. 6-point lead now for Dylan Rodell. Second free throw for Weirs is up. This one is off. Doesn't go. Rebound, Maddie Jones. Outlet pass, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster starting up court between defenders. Right side, Poppy. Bounce, tried to get a little wraparound pass to Maddie Jones. It goes out of bounds off of Dylan Rodell. Fall City will keep possession of the basketball with 2:25 to go in the ballgame. 45-39. The lead is 6 for Dylan Rodell with 2:25 to go. Fall City has the basketball. Ashley Kirkendall will inbound the pass on the baseline. She stands in the corner on the right side of her own basket. Lob pass comes in to Poppy. Poppy holds the ball a minute. Armbruster top of the key. Fall City can't mess around here. They need to be shooting the basketball. Armbruster pulls up for 3. The iron. Rebound, Miley Weirs. Weirs on the dribble up court. Kirkendall gives chase. Weirs takes it to the free throw line, left side in the corner. Open look, left side baseline, no. Heidemann with the rebound. Heidemann kicks the outlet pass. That one is going to be called. Madeline Party, the sophomore, drug the pivot foot, called for traveling, gives the ball back to Fall City. Down to 2:02 to go. Don't forget the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. 2:02 to play here. 45-39. The lead is 6 for Dylan Rodell. Lady Tigers basketball. They hand it up to Kirkendall. Driving in, Kirkendall flips to the corner. Collier for 3. Check out. That was Jones. That was Jones that hit the 3. Maddie Jones, not Collier. And now Weirs down court with the basketball. High up at midcourt. Finally a whistle. ball. Matty Jones hit the big three from the corner on the right side that pulled it. Fall City back within three, then the tie-up at midcourt, and it'll be Fall City's basketball, or check it, Del Rodell's basketball, inbound underneath, baseline left side, nothing there, bring it back to Hinterberg, ball gets away, tipped out of bounds, Armbruster touched it last, timeout taking Del Rodell, a minute 28 to play in the ballgame, 45-42, Del Rodell up by three, we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Back in half a minute, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we've got a barn burner going here at Fall City High. We're down to a minute 28 to play in the basketball game. Keep in mind, Fall City's girls led by 11 in the first quarter, 15-4. They led after one quarter, 17-9. Trailed at halftime, 30-25. Trailed after three quarters by six, 40-34. And now we're down to a minute 28 to play, and it's a three-point contest. Del Rodell still on top, and the Lady Griffins will have the basketball. They have possession of the ball. Miley Weirs will toss it in on her own baseline. Weirs gets the ball inbounded to Madeline Party, gives it back to Weirs. Weirs dribbles to the right side, taken by a chaser. Into the corner, Party, underneath, Hinterberg, shot is up and good. What a play by Kiara Hinterberg, the junior, in traffic, laid it off the glass and puts Del Rodell back up by five now. Down to 1:05 to go. Here's a three. Armbruster off. No. Ball is loose. McNeely after the ball on the floor, trying to get after it. And a whistle. They're going to say the basketball stays with Fall City. Lady Tigers, all right. It's okay. Inbounding the ball on the baseline will be Kirkendall. Inside, Jones, turnaround shot, blocked by Heidemann. Heidemann blocked Jones' shot, gets the outlet pass off to Weirs. Here comes Weirs all the way to the corner. Now dribbles back up to the top of the circle between the rings. A cross-court pass to Madeline Party. To the left wing here, Hinterberg handles it. Hinterberg's pass tipped away. Jones steals it, gets tripped up and knocked to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Dylan Odell. The foul is going to be on Kiara Hinterberg. The junior will foul out of the ball game. She finishes the game tonight with 5 points as she fouls out in to replace her, Aiden McKinney, a 5'8 freshman. 42 seconds to play, 47-42. The lead is 5 for Dylan Odell. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. She is 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. Free throw is on the way up and off, no good. I had to wait for a minute because it was bouncing on the rim and would not drop in for it. Another attempt coming for Maddie Jones. She can pull the Lady Tigers to within four if she hits this one. Shot is up. It's good. It's a four-point basketball game, 47-43, 42 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor. We're back in half a minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the folks that made the trip from Dylan Odell are having fun over here to my left with their Griffin Power chant that we normally hear when we're over at Odell. Folks are being treated to quite a basketball game here. 42 seconds to play. 47-43, Dylan Odell with the four-point lead. Dylan Odell came in here at 500 on the season, 9-9. Fall City at 14-7 into this one, hoping to pick up a win here tonight to maybe assure themselves of a home game in the sub-districts. That's not guaranteed if they come up short. Still a lot of time left. 42 seconds to play. The basketball will belong to Dylan Odell. Lady Griffins will have it. Boys varsity basketball coming up after this. Madeline Party will inbound it. Down court. To Miley Weirs. Weirs. Down court is going to be fouled, I think, by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall fouled with a foul immediately here on Ashley, her third personal. Miley Weirs, as we said earlier, a 71% free throw shooter. Tonight, she has made 3 out of 7, and she'll be at the line here, shooting 1-1. Elise Poppy back into the lineup in place of Isabel Armbruster. Weirs at the line, shooting 1-1. Takes aim. The shot is up, and it is off, no good. Rebound, Maddie Jones. Jones out by pass, Armbruster. Down court, Armbruster in a hurry. Kirkendall for three. Off the rim, no. Ball tipped around. Weirs comes up with it. Fight for the loose basketball that goes out of bounds. Touch last by Fall City. And it'll be Dylan Odell's basketball. Oh, a whistle and a foul over there on Poppy. She just fouled out of the ballgame. That's 5 on Elise Poppy. She's not happy coming to the bench. Fouled for the personal. Miley Weirs back at the line. She's had less than stellar success at the line tonight. 3 out of 8. Here shooting 2. First one is up and no good. Miley Weirs with an exceptional, disappointing for her performance at the free throw line. She still got 24 points, don't get me wrong, but Miley normally hits 71% of them. This shot is up and she couldn't get that one. Weirs struggling tonight at the charity strike. 47-43, a 4-point lead for Dylan Odell. 21 seconds. There's a 3. Armbruster in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Weirs with the rebound and then a big collision. And a whistle. And a foul. Going to walk to the other end. The foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall, her fourth personal. Miley Weirs will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. Miley Weirs, 3 of 10, I believe. Yes, 3 of 10 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2. Weirs trying to get the monkey off her back. There it is on free throw. She hit that one. Now 4 of 11 from the line. 25 points in the game for the sophomore. Miley Weirs ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up. It's good. She hit them both that time. Now 5 of 12 from the line. Makes it 49-43. The lead is 6. Armbruster tries to go for the shot. The clock got her own rebound. Driving layup. Got the basket and the foul. Armbruster. Ava Armbruster gets the basket. She'll have the and one. At the line, I think a fan has just been ejected. We just had a fan shown the door over here, I believe. The foul is going to be on Miley Weirs, her fourth. Not sure if he was asked to leave or just left out of anger. Ava Armbruster hits the free throw. 8.7 seconds to go. 49-46. Dylan Odell up by 3. Timeout taken. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 8.7 seconds on the clock. We've had one fan ejected here for Fall City. Dylan Odell with the basketball and a 3-point lead, 49-46. Into Miley Weirs. She will be fouled immediately by Maddie Jones, and I believe that's 5 on Jones. So Maddie Jones is fouled out. Elise Poppy is fouled out. Kiara Hinderberg is fouled out. We've had our share of whistles. Miley Weirs back at the line shooting 2 shots. She's made 5 out of 12 tonight. Here shooting 2. Shot is up and good. And that makes it a 2-possession lead now, up by 4 with 7.4 seconds to go. Miley Kylie Weirs takes aim. Second free throw is up, and it's good also. She got them both. She's made four in a row now after that long dry spell. Missed four in a row, but now she's come back and made five in a row. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, long three-pointer off. No good. There's a buzzer. And the ball game. The final score tonight, Dylan O'Dell, 51, and the Fall City Lady Tigers, 46. As I understand it, Syracuse is leading Auburn right now, and if Syracuse girls get the win over Auburn, that would perhaps still give the Fall City girls a chance to host the sub-district here. We'll have to see how those games play out. But your final here, 51-46, Dylan O'Dell with the win over the Fall City Lady Tigers. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break. You've been enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. Your final score tonight, Dylan O'Dell 51 and Fall City 46. Let's look at the individual scoring. For the Lady Griffins of Dylan O'Dell, not surprisingly, Miley Weirs led the way tonight. She had 28 points in the ballgame. Carly Heidemann, also in double figures, finished with 16. Kiara Hinneberg added 5, and Tatum Shorter with 2 for the Lady Griffins' total of 51. From the free throw line tonight, Dylan O'Dell hit 10 out of 21 at the charity stripe. Individual scoring for your Lady Tigers, two girls in double figures. Maddie Jones led the way with 18 points. Ava Armbruster had 13, also in double figures. 8 points tonight for Reese McNeely. Elise Poppy had 3. Isabel Armbruster had 3. And 1 point tonight for Ashley Kirkendall for the Lady Tigers, total of 46. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 550%. They made 8 out of 16 from the charity stripe. 51-46, your final score in the girls' varsity contest. With the win, the Dylan O'Dell Lady Griffins just above 500 now. They are 10-9, and the loss drops the Lady Tigers' record to 14-8. Stay tuned. We'll have boys basketball varsity action coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. Leave your radio dial right there. We'll be back with boys varsity action in about 15 minutes right here on KTNC.